To Ukraine next, where a mission by the International Atomic Energy Agency to the Zaporizhzhia power plant has arrived at the complex. Ukraine's state nuclear energy company confirmed their arrival in a Telegram post this afternoon. The visit was delayed for 3 hours, but inspectors said that they remained determined to reach the plant today. BBC News correspondent in Kyiv, Hugo Bashega, spoke to us a short time ago. I started by asking him what had caused the delay.
Brian, this is an incredibly difficult mission by the International Atomic Energy Agency. They left the city of Zaporizhzhia, and it seems there was a delay in the trip. And that was because all this morning there have been claims and counterclaims from both Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine has accused Russian forces of shelling the route to be used by the monitors. And also the town where the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power complex is located, the town of Enerhoda, which is in Russian-controlled territory. And this mission is traveling through a so-called gray zone between areas controlled by the opposing army. So you get a sense of how tense the situation is. And we heard from President Zelensky's chief of staff, who said these attacks, alleged attacks by Russia, were an attempt by Moscow to disrupt the visit by the IAEA. And Russia has blamed Ukraine for attacking the area. So again, this this game of claim and counterclaims from both sides. There have been reports of intense military action in the region of this town, but it's very difficult to determine what exactly is happening there.
We're all aware of the risks posed by the fighting in and around the Zaporizhzhia plant. But what is the purpose of this IAEA mission? What are they hoping to achieve?
So the background to this is that Ukraine accuses Russia of turning this nuclear facility into a military base, using it as a shield to launch attacks, perhaps knowing that Ukrainian soldiers are unlikely to retaliate. Russia rejects these allegations and says Russian troops are there protecting this plant. And in recent weeks, there have been reports that some parts of the facility have been damaged by shelling. So the inspectors will be looking for any kind of damage, whether safety regulations are being followed, whether the station remains safe. And they'll also be trying to talk to the Ukrainian technicians who are still operating this complex, working under very difficult conditions. But we still don't know how much time they'll be able to spend at the site and what kind of access they'll be given.
Separately then, Hugo, this Ukrainian offensive in the south of the country, this attempt by Ukraine to claw back territory which was lost to the Russians in the early stages of the invasion, is there any indications of any progress that is making?
So we had an update this morning from the Ukrainian military saying that Russian forces have suffered significant damage. They say they've destroyed Russian command posts, military vehicles, ammunition depots. Yesterday, they said more than 100 Russian troops had been killed. But despite these very short updates, publicly, officials here in Ukraine haven't been giving a lot of information about what's happening. So it's difficult to establish what's happening there. But this offensive seems to be part of this operation by the Ukrainian army to retake the region of Kherson, which has been under Russian occupation since the very beginning of the war. It is one of the largest Ukrainian cities in Russian hands. And Russian officials have dismissed any advance by Ukrainian troops. So as it's very difficult to independently verify those reports, it's very likely that the claims and counterclaims are going to continue.
The BBC's Hugo Bashega in Kyiv.